Welcome back to Real Life, and this is John Christopher. And today I have as my guest Susan Krieger, who is a healer, an acupuncturist, an acupressure therapist, and anything else you want to add to that, Susan?
Nutritionist and a Qigong energy healer.
That is pretty amazing. Now, which started first?
Well, the first started way, way back in the early 70s when I was working with nutrition and holistic views of how people can correct imbalances in the body through working with food. And that led to acupressure.
Now, when you say about food, was it because of the food they were ingesting or just
because
the types of food they were ingesting?
All of it. The food they were ingesting, the combinations, the way it was being prepared. I opened a restaurant, one of the first natural food restaurants in England when I was living over there for many years. And then I opened a center.
So you were at the forefront right in the beginning?
Way back in the beginning. Some people call me a pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for the work that I do because I get a chance to work with wonderful people and help them on their journeys through acupuncture, through body work, acupressure, and through food healing, and so on.
So the food started you, okay, and then so you became a nutritionist in the process, correct?
Well, I became a nutritionist, but although I have studied extensively Western and Eastern nutrition, a lot of the influence comes from Chinese medicine.
And then how did you go into acupuncture after that?
During that, yes. I had the fortune in the time I started working of meeting masters from Japan, two of them from Japan, one from China, actually an energy healer from Japan as well. And I began to work with body work and to see the influence of how we can help people unblock what we call their qi, the energy that moves through the body to keep us balanced in body and mind. And then from the body work, I took an interest in going deeper into the acupuncture part and had the fortune of meeting and studying privately with one of the masters of the world.
Now, where did you study? Was this in England also?
Most of it. I started in England. I spent time in the Himalayas doing...
Now, are you English?
No, I'm American, an East Coast girl, but I've lived in England for many years. I spent time in the Himalayas studying Buddhism and energy work. I spent time invited to China by the Chinese government to work with their doctors to exchange the work that I was doing with what they're doing. And then my East Coast is that I have been coming out to the Hamptons for many, many decades. I love it. I love the sky and the light and the air, the people, the architecture of the homes. I have a lovely home with a lovely partner. So this is really my big base, although I'm also in Manhattan 2 or 3 days a week, and the rest of the time I'm out here doing home visits for patients out here. And in the city, I have an office on the Upper East Side, and I also do home visits there too.
So when you studied in the Himalayas, where... In the mountains themselves?
Yes, high up in the mountains, right near Tibet. And it was a time when the Tibetans were not able to be in Tibet anymore. They were exiled. And I was studying with, also the fortune I had was studying with very well-known ethical and renowned people. And that was Sister Palma, whose journey from Oxford University, she became a Buddhist nun, and she took on the task of helping the refugees in the northern part of India, the Tibetan refugees. I studied and worked with her for 3 months.
You know, it's interesting that you say that I have an administrative assistant at the office, and she's from Tibet, and she was smuggled by her father in a suitcase.
Into India, probably.
Into India,
yes.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. In fact, I think she still has some family in India that she goes and sees. But then
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is wonderful. I mean,
what a story.
Can you imagine you being in a suitcase, you know, not having
very
the baby
dramatic.
Cry? So anyway,
wonderful
she's here.
People. They're
well,
really...
she's lovely, and as you say, maybe it's just part of the culture. They are very lovely. When you were talking about the qi, is there a meridian? I understand there's a meridian. Now, what is it, first of all, and how did someone come about this?
The meridians are basically the energy pathways of the body that in Chinese medicine and Asian medicine is a little bit different of a paradigm from Western medicine. They recognize the energy flow that goes to the systems, the organs, the cells, the bones, the mind, and that those pathways are all connected from the surface of the body to the internal structures and functions of the body and the mind. We have 365 major points on the body along those pathways called meridians. When people get ill or feel out of balance mentally or physically, the qi, we say the qi is blocked. And what the purpose of the treatment and the healing is to help each individual with their issues, whether they have back pain, anxiety, digestive problems, tennis elbow, whatever their issues are, the purpose of the work is to help them heal those, to get the energy and the blood flowing through those areas so that they can feel physically and emotionally more centered and more balanced, and their systems can function. Physiological and pathological systems can function more clearly. That's the goal. So each person presents with different issues or concerns. And my work is to assess and work with them to help them heal not only the symptoms, but to help the foundation or the core of those problems get healed.
So you can correct some of these symptoms that arise.
Over my 30-some years, I'm very happy to say that I've helped people reverse many symptoms. Often, they are working also with Western doctors, and there's no competition, and there's no it's all complementary. I've helped people who have a finger pain all through the any issues you can imagine, including people who are on chemotherapy and have symptoms of fatigue and lethargy and so on. This chemo may be helping them, but they're also feeling very, very bad. So that's when the treatment can help renew and rejuvenate their original chi, their original energy.
Now, you gave a lecture, and I saw this on the facelift.
Yes.
That you can do something.
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
It's an acupressure combined with an acupuncture treatment for the face and the body to help people who want to have a facelift without having surgery. It promotes oxygenation and collagen to the skin and the face so that the lines and the sagging can diminish and be lifted and the skin can be toned. So those treatments, they take usually a few treatments and then you start to see a major difference. And after about 7 or 8 of them, the treatment starts to hold, and then people come back maybe once a month for maintenance. But it really works. And for those people who choose to have just the acupressure part for the facelift, I can do that too.
Now, do you have a website that people can go to?
Yes, my website is Susan Krieger. It's KRIEGER health.com. And on the SusanKriegerHealth.com website is my contact information, videos of me being interviewed, videos of me teaching, articles I've written, and a lot of information about the work that I do.
Fantastic. Susan, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. This is John Christopher from Real Life, and we'll be right back with my next guest, Steve Clark of Sperry Tense.